every sting of death. Sing, sing hallelujah. For joy awakes as dawning light when Christ's disciples lift their eyes. At life he stands the friend and king. Christ, Christ he is risen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. Well, good morning and happy Easter. We're glad to have you worshiping with us this morning at Trinity Presbyterian Church. We wish we could be together, but we're here to celebrate the joy of this day, and we thank you for joining us. If you have your bulletin at home, we invite you to join us in the call to worship. Friends, our sanctuary is empty this morning. We're not together on this beloved Sunday, but the truth of Easter is still real, and the tomb also is empty. Jesus Christ, our Lord, has conquered the grave.
Christ is risen. Hallelujah.
Sin and death reign no more.
Christ is risen. Hallelujah.
Let your hearts rejoice. Let your homes be filled with joy. For rejoice and give thanks to God, for Christ is risen. He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Our opening hymn, Jesus Christ is Risen Today.
If you'd please join me in our opening prayer as you find it on your bulletin. Let us pray. This is a day of victory and joy, Almighty God. Hallelujah. By the resurrection of Jesus Christ, you broke the power of death and opened the way to eternal life. As the empty tomb stands witness to his triumph over death, Make your church a bold witness to his enduring victory in life. He is risen. He is the Lord of life, the light of the world. Nothing can defeat you, O God. Nothing can defeat your love, your strength, your power. No pandemic, no despair, no anxiety can separate us from your love and grace, O God. You are our hope and our salvation. Praise and thanksgiving be to you, O God, forever and ever. Amen. Now, if you would join me in our affirmation of faith. In life, in death, in life beyond death, Jesus Christ is Lord. Over powers and principalities, over all who determine, control, govern, or finance the affairs of humankind, Jesus Christ is Lord. Of the poor, of the broken, of the sinner and the sinned against, Jesus Christ is Lord. Above the church, beyond our most excellent theologies, and in the quiet corners of our hearts, Jesus Christ is Lord. In all of life, for all time, victory is mine, because Jesus Christ is Lord. And now may the peace of Christ be with you all.
We do have a few announcements this morning. You may have received these in your email or in your bulletin at home. We remind you that you may come today on Easter Sunday and place flowers in the Easter cross, which we have on the side yard out on the Bayou Boulevard side, to proclaim the glory of the spring Easter day and to celebrate the life everlasting that is ours in Christ our Lord. If you or your family have need of masks, protective masks, we have folks in the church who are making those, and you see the contact information there of how you may receive those and one who might bring those to you to safeguard your health and safety. I thank all those who have been callers, calling out to the congregation this last week or two, 16 volunteers reaching out to our people to find out their needs, how people are doing, to take care of those needs if they can. Just to hear a voice on the phone and make a familiar connection is so comforting and encouraging, so thank you for those who are reaching out one to another. We do extend our sympathies to Janet Allman's family. Janet died this past week. A graveside service was held for her for family on Thursday. We hope eventually as we gather together to have a celebration of life for her somewhere down the road. Thank you for your continued financial support. I'm encouraged by the number of people who are now using the online giving option, and you'll see information on how to do that. We are able to continue our benevolences to our community and take care of the needs of others by your gifts and talents. We thank you. Our church office is closed, and our staff is working at home during this separation stay-at-home period, but your messages and your emails are being automatically forwarded to us, so thank you that we are able to stay in touch with you and answer your questions and meet your needs. The children's wing renovations are underway, so we are thankful that in this time we can make use of the time to do both phase 2 and 3, which we planned this summer. Thank you for your gifts that have made this possible, and we'll be sharing some in-progress photos with you in our next tidings to share the good news of what we'll have provided for our children's ministries when they return after the sequester. So continue to think and pray and reach out to those around us. I invite you on Wednesday nights at 5:30. We gather online to pray for our church and our community, and Brian and I'll be leading a devotional and offering a prayer and scripture to guide your thoughts that week. Thank you for joining with us and continuing to be the church family that you are. And now will the children come down forward with Brian for our time together.
Good morning. Happy Easter. I miss seeing you all, but I hope you're having a great morning with your family, and I hope that you're able to celebrate this wonderful day, this Easter. You know, I was thinking, you know, no matter how many times I read the Bible, I'm always surprised by the things that God does. God seems to do the unlikeliest of things, and he often uses the unlikeliest of people. When we think that God should choose the strong one, the big one, the tall one, God often chooses the one who looks weak and is smallest among his people. God always does the surprising things. And he did a very surprising thing on Easter morning when Jesus rose from the grave. You know who was the first to receive this message that Jesus was no longer in the tomb but was alive? Do you know who God chose to share that message with first? The Bible tells us that he told Mary Magdalene and another woman named Mary, two women. And maybe that doesn't seem so surprising in our day, but in Jesus' day, that was very surprising. No one would have thought that two women would have been the best witnesses, the best messengers for this unbelievable news. But that's who God chose. God chose to do the surprising, unlikely thing. And so what about you? Do you think that you could be a messenger of God? Well, I believe that you can. I believe that you, even now, today, can be someone who shares the great message that Jesus is alive, that Jesus defeated sin and death, and has given us the greatest prize, eternal life with him. And so whether you're big or small, whether you're old or young, whether you're a boy or a girl, you can be a messenger for God to share this great news that Jesus is alive. Thanks be to God. So let us pray. Dear God, we are surprised by the ways that you work, the people that you use. So God, help us to know that we too can be used for your kingdom, for your mission, to share the good news of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen. Happy Easter. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Our first reading comes from the book of Acts, chapter 10, verses 34 through 43. But before we read together, let us pray. Almighty God, from the beginning, you have spoken to us. You are the one who has the words of eternal life. So now, as we come before your living word, breathe life into us, and may our hearts behold your glory as you speak to us once again. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. So Acts chapter 10, verses 34 through 43. And in our passage, we find Peter in the home of Cornelius, a Gentile. It's a surprising place for Peter to be, but he's there to share the good news, the message of Jesus Christ and what God was doing through him to bring salvation to all the ends of the earth. So listen now to the message that Peter shares with Cornelius and his household. Then Peter began to speak to them. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee, after the baptism that John announced, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, and how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. And they put him to death by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses, and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And now please enjoy the anthem, Christ our hope in life and death. Thank you.
death. Christ alone, Christ alone, what is our only confidence? That our souls to Him belong, who holds our days within His hand. What comes apart from His command, and what will keep us to the end? The love of Christ in which we stand. Oh, sing soul. God is good, God is good. Where is His grace and goodness known? In our great Redeemer's blood, who holds our faith when fears arise, who stands above the stormy trial, who sends the waves that bring us nigh unto the shore, the rock of Christ. Oh, sing
Hear now God's word as it comes to us in the Gospel of Matthew, 28th chapter, verses 1 through 10. Matthew's account of that first Easter morn. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord, descending from heaven, came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He's not here. He's been raised from the dead, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has been raised from the dead. And indeed, he is going ahead of you to Galilee, and you will see him. This is my message for you. So they left the tomb quickly, with fear and great joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them and said, "Greeting." And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshiped him. And then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go, tell my brothers to go before me in Galilee, and there they will see me." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Easter is different this year. No packed sanctuary, no choir in the choir loft, no hallelujah chorus, no great organ music or brass instruments or guest musicians, no Easter dresses, no new suits to wear to church. It's different, but that's okay, because we are in this together and we're okay. That first Easter, obviously, Jesus' resurrection was not greeted by large gatherings of people, well-dressed, or choirs, or organ music. Easter lilies did not bank the pulpit that day. The Easter began with a handful of fearful women going to a tomb, not knowing what to expect. Perhaps today our empty sanctuaries, our empty pews, our empty hallways may remind us that God's salvation is not dependent on having a room full of people, but having room in our hearts for the fullness of grace which came in the fullness of time in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Christ lives, and so shall we. That is the joyous news of Easter. And our empty sanctuary echoes the message of the angel. He's not here. If he's not here, where is he? He's everywhere. He is let loose from the tomb. He is let loose from the limits of a physical body and time and space. He's everywhere, anywhere and everywhere. And wherever you are, he is there with you, bringing life and hope and strength to you. Remember, after his resurrection, Jesus appeared to the disciples hiding behind closed doors in a locked room. They were hiding from the Romans. We're hiding from the corona. But he is here with us as well. No matter where we are, he is with us, and his word is the same. Be not afraid. Peace be with you. When we started this self-isolating during the pandemic and began having these online worship services, a church member shared a photo, a message of a church parking lot where they were having drive-in church. Picture in your mind now a parking lot, rows of cars lined up. On the sidewalk is a portable pulpit and a little low wattage sound system. They're having church in the parking lot, drive-in worship. So the caption reads, "We thank everyone for coming out for drive-in worship. However, we do ask the following. We ask women not to leave Afghans in parking spaces overnight to reserve a parking spot. We ask that members kindly not arrive early to park on the back row. We ask that you not recline your seats during the sermon. And we ask that you not blow the car horn to shout amen or hallelujah. And we ask that you not start the engines and leave during the final hymn." Two Trinity members pasted that to my Facebook page and said, since they can't be here on the back rows to raise their hands and shout hallelujah or amen at me, they are saying they're the ones parked in the back honking their horns to say hallelujah. I'm not going to give away their identities, but Sherry and Linda, I'm enjoying your Facebook humor and the joy, because there's great joy on this Easter Sunday. Christ is risen. Hallelujah. The resurrection marks the moment when life overcame death. Hallelujah. We can say hallelujah to that resurrection joy and the victory that is ours. We can say celebration hallelujah also to the victory of love over hate. The world turned against Jesus in the last week of his life. Why didn't he give up on humanity right then and there? Why would he remain faithful when we were faithless? Why would he still love us when we betrayed him and crucified him? Because God's love is greater than our love. God's ways are higher than our ways. God's truth is greater than we can express on our own. God's love can defeat evil. God's love can and will save the world at the last. God loves us so much that He'll never give up on us, never fail us, never forsake us. You remember the Parkland, Florida high school shootings, February 2018. A former student shot and killed 17 class members and faculty and teachers, injured 17 more. You remember the grief and the shock and the anger and the dismay and the sorrow as we watched that news unfold. Prayer vigils were held in the days afterwards in Parkland and around the country. We held them here in Pensacola. We read and heard prayers for health, for healing, for strength, for comfort, for the family and the friends of the victims. And then at one of the vigils, Eddie Bevel of a Park Ridge church offered a prayer for the shooter. He said, "Lord, we ask that You would intervene in his disturbed mind and show him the hope that can only be found in You. We pray for Your miraculous work to be evident in him and in spite of him." Wow. Are we that loving, that forgiving, that compassionate that we could pray so eloquently for someone at odds with us? On the cross, Jesus prayed for forgiveness for those who betrayed Him and those who crucified Him. He gave His life for the very people who hated and rejected and abandoned Him. To quote preacher King Duncan, "Hate poisons both the victim and the perpetrator. But love has an endless capacity to heal and to transform and to bring new hope and life to both the giver and the recipient." Martin Luther King, in his essay, "Loving Your Enemy," wrote, "To our most bitter opponents, we say, we match your capacity to inflict suffering by our capacity to endure suffering. We shall meet your physical force with spiritual force. Do to us what you will, and you continue to love you. And one day we will win freedom, not only for ourselves, but also for you. For we shall so appeal to your heart and conscience that we will win you in the process. And then our victory will be a double victory. The resurrection is the victory of love over hate. It's also the victory of life over death." Professional golfer Paul Azinger was diagnosed with cancer when he turned 33 years old. And in his autobiography, Zinger, he shares that a genuine feeling of fear came over me. I could die from cancer. But then another reality hit me even harder. I'm going to die eventually anyway, whether from cancer or from something else. I'm definitely going to die. It's just a question of when. And then suddenly everything I had accomplished in golf meant nothing to me. All I wanted to do was live. Then he remembered something his friend Larry Moody told him. Zinger, he said, "We're not in the land of the living going to the land of the dying. We're in the land of the dying going into the land of the living. That's what Easter is all about." Paul Azinger wrote how his perspective on life changed as he underwent his cancer treatments and then eventually returned to the PGA Tour. He wrote, "The only way you'll ever have true contentment is with a personal relationship through Jesus Christ. I'm not saying that nothing ever bothers me or that I don't have problems, but I feel like I found the answer to the 6-foot hole. I know I'll spend eternity with God, and I have a promise that I'm a child of God, and that God will help me to deal with anything. He promises to offer me contentment regardless of what life brings, even cancer." Easter is the victory of life over death. It's also the victory of hope over grief and despair. Death and loss and grief can destroy a person. It can make people lose all hope. So why, in the midst of this coronavirus pandemic, are retired medical workers coming back to volunteer and to go to ground zero and help those in need, putting their own health and lives at risk? How do first responders and counselors and the people working behind the scenes step up and reach out to help? Why does some people wring their hands and worry all is lost while others roll up their sleeves and get to work, making masks, delivering meals, delivering supplies, stocking food pantries, and others providing online music concerts to entertain us and to enrich us and to speak to our souls. Why do they not despair? Why do they not give up? Why do they not despair of human nature? I think because they have the love of Christ in their hearts, and they know the joy, the victory that is ours in Jesus our Lord. I think they do not despair of human nature because they know of God's goodness in the life in the land of the living. Pastor Stephen Brown writes that he was devastated after his younger brother Ron died of a sudden heart attack. Ron was only in his 40s, a popular district attorney, terrific father, amazing citizen, and Stephen never had the chance to say goodbye to his brother Ron. Several weeks after Ron's death, this pastor, Stephen, went to visit his brother's grave. And he writes that it was a cold, rainy afternoon, just a miserable winter afternoon. Ron's grave was not yet marked, and Stephen couldn't find it. He trekked through the cemetery trying to find his brother's grave, and as he walked through the mud, grief overwhelmed him. He said, "I finally, just standing in the rain, began to sob. God, this has been the worst month of my life, and now I can't even find my brother's grave." And suddenly Stephen sensed a presence with him. You know how it is when you can't describe it, but you just know God is with you? He said, "It was as if Christ was standing beside me." And the words of that angel echoed in my own heart. "Why do you seek the living among the dead?" Those words comforted me, Stephen later wrote. "And I haven't been back to the cemetery since. I don't need to go back. The one who loved Ron and knew him came to be by my side now. He promised never to leave, and that has made all the difference in the world." If you believe that Jesus can conquer death, then nothing in all of creation can separate you from God's love or overwhelm you. Romans 10:9 said, "If you believe in your heart and confess with your lips that Jesus was God's Son and was raised from the dead, you shall be saved." And that leads to life everlasting, eternal life with him, the victory over life and death and grief. Jesus rose from the grave and led behind an empty cross and an empty tomb, both of which remind us that hatred and sorrow and death and despair had no power over Jesus, and they have no power over us who put our faith in Jesus. He is with us to deliver us. Hallelujah. The victory is ours in Jesus our Lord. Hallelujah. Today and every day is Easter for followers of Christ. Our sanctuary may be empty, but so is the tomb. And we'll be back together soon, and we will fill these pews again, and we will hug and laugh and sing and praise and thank our God for who he is and for what God has done. And we will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living here too. So honk your horns and say amen and say hallelujah, for Christ is risen. He is risen indeed, and the victory is ours today in Christ our Lord. Amen and amen. Would you then join us in our prayers of intercession for those around us, using your bulletin as the response? Almighty God, creator of all that is, who called each of us into being, who loves each of us as your child, you are the author of life and love and salvation. You are worthy of our praise. When we strayed from your love, you sent your own Son to walk among us, that we would know you in the person Jesus Christ, who suffered all things for us.
When we killed him on the cross, you raised him from the dead, that through him we still might be united with you. As we stand before the empty tomb and hear your voice at our side, we rejoice and praise and thank you for the unmerited love you have graciously bestowed upon us in Christ's conquering of death.
Gracious God, you have accomplished all of this on our behalf, aware that in our lives we stand before many tombs that seem to have power over us. Trusting in your faithfulness to us, we are mindful of those facing illness, economic uncertainty, unemployment, addictions, despair, death. And we bring them before you now in our silent prayers. Hear our prayers, Lord. Assured that you died for all, we remember those on ventilators and those in our hospitals, homes, and assisted living facilities feeling distant from us. And we who are so self-isolated in our homes, who may feel shut off and separated and alone or even helpless, help them and us, Lord, to sense the power of resurrection and the fullness of life in the places we thought were tombs.
Remove the sting of death from our lives, that through your Son, Jesus Christ, we may put fear behind us and be strong for those around us. Let us not shy from those who suffer, but instead may we encounter you, the risen Christ, and those caring for them, and in those working for a cure for this coronavirus pandemic. Bless and protect all those working for health and wholeness in persons, in places and communities, and in our world.
Help us also to reach into our lives and correct what is wrong, to reach out to all in need of hope and healing, and to reach up to you, Lord, and by the power of your Holy Spirit, may we know the gift of new life, which has arisen before us on this new day, this Easter day, this day of glory and triumph. In the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray together, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our closing hymn, Thine is the Glory.
Oh, no.
Now on this day, remember, no matter where you go, God is with you. You go nowhere by accident, for where you're going, God is sending you, and Christ who indwells you has something he wants to do through you where you are. Believe this and go in the Spirit's love and grace, mercy and power. Go forth in the victory that is ours this day through Jesus Christ our Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.